This is program number LW2638. You like stories? How about old stories? This is a story that happened many years ago, in fact, several centuries ago. Hi, this is Larry West. There was once a poor woman who lived just outside the walls of the king's castle, and she had a very sick daughter. Now, she worked hard in long hours trying to make a living for herself and for her child. She was what they called then a charwoman. Well, as her daughter became more and more convalescent, she developed a deep craving for grapes. But of course, when the winter came, there were no grapes to be had. And each time her mother would come home, the poor daughter would ask her, "Did you bring me any grapes today?" And her answer was always the same, "There are no grapes, no grapes anywhere." And the mother would try to give her daughter things that were within her means to get, but it seemed nothing satisfied the very, very sick daughter. One day, though, while the poor mother was working in another district, she passed a magnificent garden. You know what she found there? You guessed it, in the great hothouse. The mother spotted some luscious clusters of grapes hanging there and ripening. Well, she rushed immediately to the garden's gate, and finding it open, she went in. The gardener intercepted her and angrily told her, "Get out, woman. You have no business here. Don't you know these are the king's gardens?" Well, the poor woman offered that gardener a shilling, trying to buy us some of those luscious grapes. But he drove her out. "Get out, get out!" Well, forced out of the garden, with the gate slammed loudly and firmly behind her, there she stood on the sidewalk in total disarray. Then she said to herself, "Maybe he was angry with me because I offered him only a shilling for a bunch of grapes." She said, "I know what I'll do. I'll earn more money, and maybe he'll respect my wishes then." So she worked and she saved, and after a week she had another shilling. She ran to the garden, straight to the gate, and the gardener saw her. "Didn't I tell you not to come here again?" he demanded. "But look," she said, "I have 2 shillings now. Won't you please sell me a bunch of grapes for my sick daughter?" Well, he began to scream at her, telling her, "Get out of here!" When all of a sudden, a beautiful young lady walked upon the scene, and seeing the poor woman just outside those unwelcome bars, she said, "What is it, my good woman?" Well, with tears streaming down her cheeks, the poor woman explained that her daughter was sick, and how she cried every night for some grapes. And then she said, "Look, I have 2 shillings. May I please buy 1 bunch of grapes?" "Hold forth your apron," this young woman said, and she began to snip 1 bunch of grapes, and then another, and then another. Finally, the woman cried, "No more, no more. I have only 2 shillings. I can't afford this many grapes." And to her surprise, the beautiful young lady said, "But I want your daughter to have all she needs." She said, "There is life and health in these grapes." And she snipped off even more. And when the poor woman could hold no more in her apron, she looked up and said, "Thank you so much. Here are your 2 shillings. And to that mother's surprise, the young lady said, "Keep your money. My father is not a salesman. My father is a king. He does not sell. He delights in giving." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I just want to tell you, my father is not a salesman either. My father, my heavenly father, is a king. He doesn't sell. He delights in giving. And that's why he gave his only begotten son. And there's life and there's health in Jesus Christ. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? In it we discuss from the Bible that heavenly gift. You see, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world, he gave," all the way from heaven, "his only begotten son." What is the gospel? That's a biblical term. The Bible says the gospel is God's power to save. What is the gospel? Ever wondered that? It's yours free. What is the gospel? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.